second turn now. It was a good night in sports. We plucked out the best of the best for you. We start superstar. With best achievement. Goes to Jason Tatum.
Superstar Jason Tatum.
Took home Eastern Conference Player of the Month honors. How about this? First guy other than Giannis to win it this season. Maybe. Nick, you called it.
I did. Everyone says I hate on Jason Tatum. I said a week ago he's going to win Eastern Conference Player of the Month. He, by the way, shout out to LeBron who wins Western Conference Player of the Month. That one was a shock. I thought Russ would win it. Tatum deserved it. Bradley Beal averaged 36 a night.
Let's get to the tiers.
Maybe you'll give Tatum the credit he deserves now.
I'm giving him credit. There he is.
Finally,
look at him. I named the tier after him. How about that?
Oh, so he's locked in by the marketing of the tier?
No, I'm just saying.
All right, guys, on to the shot of the night.
We've got tiered him.
Knicks Western Conference Player of the Month.
Look at that.
He named it LeBron. Pulling up from where? The logo nails it.
I mean, that reminds me of a Patrick Mahomes jump pass.
Oh, come on.
It seems like, why are you doing that to him? But it's just part of the repertoire now.
He's not really a logo guy.
See, the guys came out and measured afterwards.
They said,
make sure.
This is the fifth shot from 30-plus feet. Trae Young has 31. LeBron's got 5. Trae Young's got 31.
I think, listen, LeBron, Trae, Dame, Steph when he plays, and LeBron are the four best in the league at the super deep threes.
Jimmer?
Oh, my God.
I always pull up from the logo.
March, man.
You do?
Okay.
You pull up from the logo?
Yeah, I can't get the ball.
Dunk of the night. Here we go. Jaylen Brown throwing down the nasty 360 off the fast break. He had time.
Boom. Now you're going to demand a lot of him on a tier.
He should be on a tier.
Oh, come on.
He's paid like he should be on a tier.
He's a tier away from being a tier away.
The Jaylen tier?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's two
career highs, points, and field goal percentage.
Anywhere near him as he comes down the court. I mean,
Coach, you want guys to teleport defensively on fast breaks. Who's going to catch up to him? It's an open
court
steal. I don't
know. Anybody that wants to play defense?
Oh, my geez. God.
How about the block of the night? Same game, Marcus Smart meets Jared Allen at the rim.
This is just Celtics bonanza.
All right, this is, by the way, this was also the game of the night.
Mm-hmm.
51 from Caris LeVert. That's what Marcus Smart needs to be doing. Tough, gritty defensive things. I think he took 14 threes in this game. I know he's shooting a career high from three. Chill, Marcus.
Also fouled at the end of the game. Brutal.
Oh, my God. Simmons.
He committed the foul. No, stop. He committed the foul.
Oh, okay.
He committed the foul that we lost the game for us.
All right, guys, our Zion play of the night. The guys gets his own category at this point. You want to know why? Because he has grown man strength.
Coach, you got a problem
just
with this?
Like
the
Mangini.
Defense on this?
No, I like the fact that he goes up amongst four dudes and brings it home. That's good.
There we go.
Sounds like you're being sarcastic,
Worried about Pelicans?
I think the Lakers ended him on Sunday, unfortunately.
That's it?
Four out and 21 to play. I think they're in trouble.
I love
Coach
this.
Of the night, Stop hairstyle it. Of the night, with
this is
Pop
awesome.
Out for personal reasons. Tim Duncan stepped in, got his first career win as Spurs head coach. He's 1-0.
Yeah, but he doesn't actually get credit for it. It's BS.
Goes to Greg Popovich.
It goes to Popovich.
It's like how Luke Walton got all those wins. Oh, no, Kerr got all the wins for Luke.
Exactly
right. Are we in on the hair? It doesn't seem like a Tim Duncan thing.
Oh, it's Tim Duncan thing.
Oh, the hair? Classic.
Athletic achievement of the night. This is video we're just calling dudes jumping through hoops.
Where, though? Where are they?
They look like
who knows? Cirque du Soleil.
This looks like my workout yesterday.
You know, the creator of Cirque du Soleil runs some of the world's best high-stakes poker games.
Is that true?
Guy Liberté, La Liberté, absolutely. I don't have the bankroll to get into him. Guy La Liberté. But that's, to me, his legacy.
Can I throw one out there at you? I was in Cirque du Soleil.
Get out.
I was in Cirque du Soleil.
What?
In the commercial break.
Find the video, America.
I will get you video.
That's what? Doing
I was,
what?
I did two cartwheels. I had pneumonia at the time. That's
oh, shocker, Jenna was sick.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In or out, Nick? Is that better?
I'm in.
Let's go. LeBron James balled out last night to celebrate winning Western Conference Player of the Month, but many believe Russell Westbrook should have taken home the honors.
Who's many? Nick?
Nick, I throw many out. Nick, you went around on LeBron winning over Russ.
I'm out. I am shocked LeBron won this award. Shocked. LeBron won it in January, deservedly so. In February, what more could Russ have done? 33-7-6 on 55% from the field.
You swayed the
40%
voters.
From three. It only taking 2.5 threes a game. The Rockets lost one game that he played that month, and it was on a last-second three. I'm shocked Russ didn't win.
He could have averaged four more assists, or he could have averaged one more rebound.
Oh, that's
I am
LeBron
shocked
did.
That Nick Wright is that's not going with your guy, LeBron James.
I'm fair and balanced,
is it realist?
America.
Is this?
I mean, I'm in on this. I am so in on Russell Westbrook. You know how much I am a fan of what he's been able to do. I've always been a fan and a defender of Russ. But LeBron's been balling out. Russ in Houston, it's all been a great story. But I think there's no reason why. LeBron James, 9-2 for the Lakers, 26 points, over 10 assists per game.
I'm not going to sit here on national television and say something
bad
about
LeBron
James.
I feel like it's
Russ's
good.
Award.
It could go.
It just felt like Russ's award.
It did to me. Yeah, listen.
It was just like, he had the momentum.
I agree. And Tatum deserved his
award.
Both
this
deserving.
Story.
Both deserve.
On to Trae Young now. After he received criticism for nutmegging Trevor Ariza, Trae doubled down saying, I ain't about to stop nutmegging.
Yeah.
Sarah, you in or out on Trae's decision to continue to nutmeg defenders?
In.
You know why Sarah's in? Because she's a baller like Trae. Because that's absolutely
this,
right. It's her basketball chops.
And by the way, he's half the time he actually does it in a manner of which he's trying to get by a guy.
But what about the other half of the time?
It doesn't matter. Do you have to do that?
Yeah.
You keep doing that.
The next person he does it to? Almost has a responsibility to hit him now.
Oh, why?
No, for real, because like, well,
why?
Because Trevor Ariza has like set the bar of what you're supposed to do.
Maybe you stop him. Maybe you stop the pass.
Maybe you play basketball.
Yeah, I know it seems only a week into our show. I'm always disagreeing with Wilds. I don't mean to. He just has a lot of bad takes.
Our camera guy is the best.
I'm in as well. Listen, I'm gonna take this to maybe a slightly darker place. There's a lot of bias in this commentary right here. This is a short person bias because this is his version of dunking on someone. And no one would ever say, oh, you didn't have to dunk it on him. You could have just laid it in. Trae can't dunk on you. All
That's
he can do is nutmeg
take.
You.
That's
so he does. It's his version of dunking on someone. We don't ever say, oh, Vince shouldn't have dunked on somebody. It was rude. Did he have to? It's 2 points either way. This is Trae's version of a dunk. You know I'm right. It's I've swayed you a bit.
A little bit.
Good take, Sarah.
On to the Spurs. With Greg Popovich out for personal reasons, Tim Duncan filled in, got the win, but Pop still gets credit on his record for the win. Nick, you in or out on Pop getting the credit for Duncan's win?
I'm out. I don't think Steve Kerr should have got that 37-4, I think it was, that Luke Walton went. No, this is nonsense. Tim Duncan's 1-0. Tim Duncan, right now, highest winning percentage in the history of professional basketball, and credit to him for it, except he's not. Now, should Becky Hammon have been the head coach instead of Tim Duncan? I don't know. That's Pop's call. It was a little surprising to me, but no, I'm out. The rule's wrong. They should change it.
The rule's wrong.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm going to be in. Just because he would have got the loss.
Pop picked up the loss.
It's Ian. I'm okay with this. All the preparation, all the work, all the scouting, everything that goes into the.
But you're probably in on maybe Becky Hammon. You would have liked to have seen her, right?
Yes. Yeah. I definitely would. Listen, that's a whole other conversation.
They need to change these rules. When Jenna's out sick next week, she will get. She will not get the wins or the losses for the show.
Does she still get paid though?
You know what? Touche. Good point.
Not going to be out sick, but if I do, I'm still getting the win.
Yeah. We'll swing in the check. You're definitely swinging.
Anything Wilds. Anything?
Back here with Coach Mangini. Time now for us to play a little in or out. So Lamar Jackson may have won MVP, but the Ravens quarterback said, quote, I want to work on everything. I just want to be a great player. Nick, you in or out on Action Jackson improving on his MVP season?
I don't know how he could. I don't know how he's going to improve. Did he have the best record in the NFL? He set the all-time record for rushing touchdowns, but rushing yards by a quarterback. He led the NFL in touchdowns. How's he going to improve? I mean, you can play better in the playoffs, but we're not going to be able to see that for months and months. So I'm out. Like I just don't know how it's plausible.
Coach?
It's the same way I felt about Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm absolutely in. What do you mean? How can he improve? Every player can improve every season, but outside of that, he can improve as a passer, and I think that's one of the things that he continues to need to work on. When the whole world knows that you're going to throw the ball, can you throw it effectively and consistently? And you take away the element of the quarterback-driven runs, can you be effective as a passer? And that, to me, is an area that he has a lot of growth potential in.
All right, on to Tom Brady.
You're in. Okay.
I'm in.
You have to keep it shorter than that because we're on a time thing here.
Sorry.
He reportedly keeps in consistent contact with Antonio Brown and hopes to reunite on the field in 2020. Coach, you in or out this on Brady and Brown reuniting?
I'm out.
Thank you.
What do we mean by consistent contact? Like they text every day?
Yeah.
You're like,
they talk.
We develop something. Some sort of package deal.
It's like you and me.
Yeah, I'm
he's out.
I'm as in on this as I am Belichick telling people how excited he is about.
Oh, you don't believe
trade.
It? You don't believe the report?
No. Are they in constant contact? Are they texting all the time? Yeah, I might be a little skeptical about that.
Yeah
I might be.
I'm out as well. I think the only thing unlikable about Tom Brady is some of his friends. Not a huge fan of who Tom necessarily always keeps in social circles.
Julian Edelman?
And I got no problem with Edelman. Edelman needs to be around Tom. It's good influence. Hangs out with Paul Pierce, gets arrested. But I'm out on... He was with Paul Pierce that night.
Who
look
else
it up.
Do you... Who else? What are they...
I think it's well documented. I'm out on this. I think Antonio Brown's a... I think he... Tom Brady can... His brand and who he represents to be does not need to be associated with AB until AB gets his mind right. And I don't know if and when that's going to happen.
No, but if Tom can be a positive influence on AB, that's the most optimistic take we could have.
Yeah, that is really shining this up. I mean,
I'm just trying to be. I'm trying to like be positive.
I understand.
We want AB to turn
I'm
it around.
I'm trying to figure out who in Tom's friend group Nick has such a problem with.
Josh Gordon. Remember when Josh Gordon came and they thought Brady would be in? They put his locker right next to his. This is going to be it. It's going to work, and it didn't exactly work.
I know
it's
Josh too. Gordon. Oh.
Yeah, and but here's the thing. I look at those. To me, Jenna, just to push back a little bit. I look at him as very different in this regard. Josh Gordon, I think, was trying his very best. To do his very best and is dealing with an issue that has conquered millions of people. I think AB has been his own worst enemy and has done some things that I don't put him in the category of troubled guy I'm rooting for. I put him in the category of seems like a bad dude. And now I know Tom is probably just looks at him as hell of a receiver. Yeah. If he's on my team, he helps me and all I'm focused on is winning. And I understand that element of it, but I just feel like it's bad for Brady's brand that he's the guy that AB is associated with when AB's going off the reservation the way he is.
All right. I like it. Speaking of the Patriots, according to insider Tom Curran, Bill Belichick would welcome a reunion with Jimmy Garoppolo. Nick, you and Ron Belichick having a better chance to win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G than with Brady.
Oh, this is so tough.
What do you mean?
It's tough.
Why?
Because I'm not as high on Garoppolo as seemingly everyone is.
Who would scare you more?
Who's everyone?
I think that you're right. I shouldn't say
everyone. Not even everyone at this desk.
I shouldn't say everyone. I think the general consensus is that Garoppolo is a good, potentially one day very good quarterback.
Yes.
And I think he's a guy who's at his ceiling already in a great system. He's 28 years old. It's not like he's a young player. But I'm in purely because we saw Brady is coming off the worst year of his career. And he's about to be 43 years old. So even if Garoppolo is not as good as he was last year, I think Garoppolo was so much better than Brady last year that he, even if he is not as good, we got to anticipate Brady's going to continue to decline. Nothing against Tom because of age. So it's close, but I'm in. I think they'd be better off with Jimmy G.
Yeah, he was so good that they limited him to 8 throws in the AFC Championship game.
Come on, that's the strategy, coach.
Whatever that
one's not fair. That one's not
Why
fair.
Is that
they
not fair?
Were
Why
up
is
by
that
a thousand.
Game.
If you the knock on him is the Super Bowl in my mind, but go ahead.
Sir. I mean, whatever. I mean, you have so much confidence in your quarterback, you want him to throw the ball 8 times. That makes total sense. I mean, him and Tim Tebow probably have the same. The same numbers in a game.
Back.
I think Tebow had one game with about 8 throws. Mm-hmm.
It was against the Chiefs.
Anyways,
they won that game.
What's New England
Painful,
known?
I was
what's,
there.
What is New England known for? They're known for not beating themselves, not having self-inflicted wounds. And one of the things that Jimmy G doesn't do as well as Tom Brady is he doesn't protect the ball as well. And he has an element of make something happen. That can be for him, for your team, or for the other team. And Tom.
So you're out.
Tom. Yeah, I've been out since you started talking.
Oh, okay. All right. You got to tell the audience.
I'm out since I got this question.
All right, Wilds.
Whatever time.
No, I'm having a question for Nick. Who are you more scared of? Chiefs, Patriots. Who would you be like, ooh,
talking about in 2020?
Yeah.
I'd be more scared of Jimmy G. I'm not really scared of either one of them. We just beat them both last year. I mean, come on. Okay. I mean, we beat them both. Didn't even play that well in either game. Beat them both. Came back from big deficits in both.
All right, let's get
won the championship.
Thank you for listening to the First Things First podcast. Remember, leave us a review and tell us what you think. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and catch us on FS1 Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern.